Bobby, thank you for being here today. Secondly, just talk about what's been going on with you the last several years. I know you've been far removed from the racetrack, but a lot of things happening in your life just even outside of the racetrack itself.
Well, that's true. Started out as a real youngster. I was 17 years old, senior in high school when I ran my first race. And finally got going, went to Alabama, just kind of on a look-and-see kind of a deal. And the second week in Alabama, I won my first feature event of my career. And then I roamed around the country and came to Richmond and raced over in Georgia some and up in Tennessee and began to win fairly frequently in the modifieds and really liked that. And finally got into the Grand Nationals and the old late models and won the fifth week that I ran my first little shitty Chevelle that I built. Was my first win in the Grand Nationals, and I was really proud of that. So then expanded my stuff, built newer and better stuff, and finally won 500-miler, won at Rockingham, my first 500-miler there at Rockingham, back in November of 1967, and got to win along the way, and got more and more, in which I really was happy about that. Finally ended up with 85 wins, according to my count. NASCAR gives me credit for 84. I won at Dover. I won at Winston-Salem in Melvin Joseph's Mustang. And it counted for a couple of years. Tiny Lund won a couple times with his Camaro. And all of a sudden they decided, well, they were discontinued crediting the Camaros and Mustangs and the little cars with it when they ran, let them run with the other division. And so now they credit me with 84 instead of 85. But just for my own deal, I still count the 85th.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I was looking at that statistic just today. And I wondered what the situation was as to why you weren't credited for that. You actually answered that question before I even had a chance to ask it. But, you know, one thing I was thinking about, too, when the mayor was talking about the Virginia racing region here in Southside Virginia, did you ever run VIR, Virginia International Racing?
No, I went over there way back years ago when I was around the country going from one track to another and running some events. But I really loved road racing, which made it unusual for me not to put some extra effort to get over there to Virginia. But I never did get there to run a race. I watched a little bit of practice there and always admired, always looked really favorable toward the Virginia Raceway.
That was another thing, too. I saw that you, I think you had, what, six road course victories.
Yeah.
Was the road course more challenging as a driver, or what was the appeal there? You said you liked running the road courses.
Yeah, and I did, and the idea was that they were more difficult to run, and so it meant more to me to be able to succeed on those, the road courses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I ran Riverside, and I won Riverside NASCAR Grand National, and I also ran one NASCAR West Coast NASCAR, and I ran a Can-Am car around Riverside one day. It was quite a thrill for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I just really liked the idea of something different and something challenging, and go after it and see what happens.
Well, and you did something that was a bit different for that day and time, too, because weren't you one of the first drivers that actually had a pilot's license to fly to the venues?
Well, actually, I wasn't really the first one, because Ralph Moody, which was in the half of Holman and Moody, flew. He was a competitor, but also he flew a plane, had a little bonanza. And then Cale Yarborough flew a little bit. Curtis Turner flew quite a bit. In fact, he got accused a time or two of flying the airplane with the wrong kind of fuel in the pilot. But he succeeded in making it back, I guess. David Pearson flew his airplane some. But none of them flew it as their transportation. Mm-hmm. And I flew mine to the racetracks and took people with me.
Wow. You know, well, something else, too, and I love being able to talk to you in a different generation of motorsports, but you also ran the Indy 500. Talk about running those cars versus the stock cars and anything else that maybe jumps out at you there.
I was driving for Roger Penske in the stock cars, and we had the good fortune that I got the stock cars running good, and so Penske wanted to get me in the Indy car, and I got in the Indy car and ran really, really fast, but his Indy mechanics didn't like a stock car driver going faster than an Indy car driver, especially an Indy car, and so we had a real problem, because one of the world-famous mechanics who worked for Roger Penske at the time actually sabotaged my car. And I was going to be on the pole at Pocono. I had been fastest in every practice starting for the very first day. Got ready to go qualifying, and Jim McGee took all the boost out of the engine. I went from 800 horsepower to a 300 horsepower engine. Still qualified 10th, but it still really hurt my feelings to not get a chance to get that pole position, which would have been really a good accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. One thing, too, talking about the generational piece of different drivers, who would you say, or if there is anybody that jumps out as a driver that you admire or like their driving style out of all these many years?
Well, actually, that's quite a question. One of the guys I had a great battle with for years and years and years was a guy that was everybody's hero, Richard Petty. And I raced really hard against him. The one big thing in my whole career is I probably led 20 or 30,000 laps at Martinsville and never won Martinsville.
Well, again, looking at so much that's happened in motorsports in general, what things do you like that you've seen in the evolution of motorsports, likes, dislikes, with the perspective that you have?
Well, you know, I was always into the development of the race cars, mm-hmm. different things about the race cars. Way early in my career, I introduced front shear suspension to NASCAR, and I won my first several races of my career with front shear Chevelle setup, and that was good. And, you know, I worked on making the roll bars fit to the inside of the car really good, and did that, and worked on a lot of little odds and ends of the race car equipment. Did a lot of my own work, built my own engines, and really spent a lot of time trying to make that equipment just a little bit better mm-hmm. along the way, and I did accomplish that. I won some races driving for Holman Moody, and I won some driving for Stavola Brothers and for Dygard and some of the other major teams. And I always went and looked for the best way to go fast in whatever kind of car it was.
Who would you say was the team that you enjoyed working for the most as a team owner?
You know, I really, really had a great time with Holman Moody and Ralph Moody. Mm-hmm. He was my favorite in the mechanical end of the sport the whole time. And had some pretty good stuff along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But it bounced around a lot because, you know, I really was particular about how I wanted my car to feel.
Mm-hmm.
And in the early days, there were a lot of mechanics, a lot of drivers that didn't insist on adjusting on the car. You know, just took whatever they gave them and tried to go as fast as they could go, whatever that was.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to respect your time, and I do have one more question, and I can't help but to sit here be in front of you with this Hall of Fame shirt on. What does that mean to have that honor as a Hall of Famer?
That was one of the greatest career accomplishments of my whole career. To be able to win, and this was in the second year of voting, which was incredibly complimentary.
Mm-hmm.
To get involved in that early in my career and be that far in front of everybody that ran against me in the same league really meant an awful lot to me, really special.
Is there anything that you would like to mention that I didn't ask you, just in general?
Well, if nothing comes to mind right at the moment, I love what I did. You know, I had two good days and bad days. I had tremendous days for myself. I had some really serious injuries and hurts. And I had a terrible tragedy by losing two of my sons.
Yeah. I will follow that up and just talk about how your faith has made a difference in getting through the good and the bad.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was so pleased with so many people. It's just, it brought me that support and that comfort when I had to go through those things. I've got several priests along the way. You know, I'm Catholic. I've got several friend priests along the way, and they really have supported me and helped and help me remember that we all work for the Lord.